Sad to say, there are rather a lot of not very nice people out there. Now, we like being around the nice people, not the not so nice people, right? But the question is, which one of those are we? Nice or not so nice? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. There are people in this world who seem to be so confident that it borders on overconfidence, boastfulness, arrogance, even rudeness. And so often they spend their time envying and indeed trying to get what others have, rolling over the top of anyone and everyone. So might I ask you, how much do you enjoy being around those people? Envy, boastfulness, arrogance, rudeness, they're such close bedfellows. Inevitably, where you find one, you'll find the others. They're symptoms of a world fueled by desire, the desire to succeed, the desire to be promoted, the desire to be thought well of. It's a whole advertising industry out there that feeds off those insecurities, telling us that if only we'll buy whatever they happen to be peddling, then we'll be happy. But just stop for a moment and take a deep breath. None of those things really matter. I don't choose my friends because of what they have or what they've achieved. I choose them for who they are, for how they treat me and others. I choose them for their honesty, their decency, their love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Okay, so time for you and me to look in the mirror. Because if love ain't any of those things, not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude, we have to ask ourselves then, how much of those things do we exhibit towards those whom we claim to love? Come on, love isn't any of those things. That's God's word, fresh for you today. So often, so very few words in the Bible pack such a powerful punch. They contain so much wisdom and love and power to change. That's because they're not just words. They're God's word. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.